If the proof of these statements is given in the history of Ajamil. Just like a pot, before people would keep liquor in a clay pot. So if you keep liquor in a clay pot, the wine must go inside. Just like a pot containing liquor cannot be purified, even if it is washed hundreds of times. In the same way, non-devotees cannot be purified, no matter what process they adopt. Sakrin mana Krishna padadara vindayo nisevatam tadguna rajiya hiraha. But those persons who have only surrendered to Krishna once and chant his name, they can, or form, or qualities, or his pastimes, they can become free completely from all sinful activities. And such surrendered souls do not see Yamaraj, the messenger of death, even in their dreams. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami tells this history. In the city known as Kandikubja, there was one Brahmin. His name was Ajamil. Ajamil was from a very high-class family. He was always engaged in studying the scriptures, serving the spiritual master, serving his mother and father. He had a very chaste and devoted wife. He was ideal in every respect. One day, Ajamil went to the forest. In the forest, what did he see? One prostitute was embracing a low-class man. Both were intoxicated, therefore her clothes were falling off. Ajamil, he looked, and he saw that scene. His mind became disturbed. He tried very hard to remember the injunctions of the scriptures. He tried very hard to control his mind and senses, but he could not. Lust is so powerful. Therefore, he always thought of that prostitute in his mind. What did he do? He invited that prostitute to his house as the cleaning lady. He developed a relation with that prostitute. As a result, his own wife became disgusted. He kicked his wife. He kicked his old parents out of the home and began living with that prostitute. Because he was a Brahmin and had no occupation, he began to maintain himself by lying, stealing, robbery, arson, theft. Because he was always cooking the food cooked by a low-class prostitute, his mind was completely contaminated. Therefore, he forgot everything. One after one, he impregnated that prostitute. He had many children, one after another. He had 10 sons. Thus, he spent his time in abominable sinful activities to maintain his children. 88 years of his life passed by. That old man, Ajamil, had 10 sons, and by good fortune he called the youngest child Narayan. In Vedic times, people would call their children after names of God. Narayan, Keshav, Madhav, Gopal, Krishna. The ladies would also be given spiritual names, Radhika, Lakshmi. But nowadays people are calling their children Pinky, Binky, Winky, Stinky. Why people in Vedic times would call their children after names of God, you can hear in this story. Thus, Ajamil was completely immersed in family life. He forgot that his death was coming. Therefore, at the time of death, the messengers of Yamaraj came for him. This is 3. Very ferocious personalities. They went to take the soul from the body of Ajamil. Ajamil saw 3 very awkward persons with deformed bodily features with ropes in their hand. They'd come to take him to hell. Ajamil was extremely afraid. And from the corner of his eyes, he could see his child. Therefore, Ajamil, with tears in his eyes, somehow or other, loudly chanted the holy name of his son, Narayan. As soon as the holy name left the mouth of Ajamil, the Vishnu Dutas appeared, the messengers of the Supreme Lord. When they heard the holy name of their master being chanted, they immediately appeared there. Because he chanted in complete anxiety, he chanted without offense. Understand? Charles, say Hare Krishna once. Say Hare Krishna. you see Krishna?
No.
Did you see Krishna when you chanted?
Come on.
Don't tell white lies. We cannot see him. If we chant purely, we'll see Krishna face to face if you chant with pure devotion. Because even though the holy name is always pure, because we are not chanting with pure love, therefore the holy name is not manifesting itself to us as Krishna directly. Therefore, Ajamil, he chanted the holy name, but he did not chant with offense, misconception. Some misconception was there, but he did not chant with a desire for material enjoyment, or he did not chant with a desire for liberation. He chanted out of complete fear. Therefore, somehow he chanted the holy name without offense. He did not chant with pure love, but he chanted in the second stage of chanting, which is called Namabhas. There are three stages of chanting the holy name. One is called Aparad Yukta. We're chanting full of misconception, full of material desires. Therefore, the holy name does not manifest to us. And the first stage of chanting is the stage of pure chanting. You chant out of ecstatic love for God, tears pour out of your eyes, all your hair stand on end, you roll on the ground like a madman, and you see Radha Krishna directly before you. Nidaparad namaloi paida premadan. If you chant the holy name without offense, you see Krishna face to face. Therefore, Ajamil did not do the first type of chanting. He did not do the first type of chanting. He did the middle type of chanting, Kishori, which is called Nama Abbas. Abbas means a shadow, a likeness. Therefore, with tears in his eyes, somehow Ajamil chanted the holy name Narayan. Just as the yogic carriers of Yamaraj were taking Ajamil to hell, they were stopped by the messenger of the Supreme Lord. Narayana, because the holy name has four syllables, four messages of Lord Narayan appear. They stopped. What are you doing? Don't touch him. Leave him alone. Therefore, the messengers of death were most astonished, because no one can stop death. It never happened to them before. So much effulgence was coming from the body of the messengers of the Lord that the Yamadutas became afraid. They dropped the soul of Ajamil. Therefore, Ajamil was not dead. He was still alive in his body. And he listened to the conversation between the messengers of Yamaraj and the messengers of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, those in Hindu society who follow the Vedic, the Manusmritas, the Karmis, they are representative by the Yamadutas, the Smartas, and the other, they follow the path of karma. You get what you deserve. And it's a conversation between them and the messengers of the Lord. Therefore, the messengers of the Yamaraj became astonished. Who are you? Whose servants are you? Why are you forbidding us to take the soul of Ajamil? Are you demigods? Are you sub-demigods? Or maybe you're the devotees. You are very, very attractive. Your eyes are like lotuses. You are dressed in yellow silks. You wear very attractive flower garlands and earrings in your ear. You have four very long arms which are carrying many weapons. You are smiling nicely and your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place. Please tell us who you are and why you are obstructing us. That time, the messengers of Lord Vishnu smiled. Oh, if you say that you are the messengers of Yamaraj, then you must know what is real religion, because Yamaraj is the complete embodiment of religion, good and bad. Therefore, please tell us what is real religion and what are the symptoms of irreligion. What is the process of punishing others? Is everyone punished or only a few? All those who engage in fruitive activities, will they be punished or not, or only some of them? There was a great discussion, what is real religion here. The Yamadutas said, Dharma hi adharma vedo planito dharma hi adharma stapipajaya vedo narayanam shakshad swayamburiti sushruma. We have heard from our guru, Yamaraj, what is religion? Religion is given by the Supreme Lord in the form of the Vedas. To follow that is called religion, and to not follow that is called irreligion. There are many witnesses to the activities of the living entities. Sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, day, night, 10 directions, water, land, and the Supreme Lord in the soul are witness to everyone's activities. Those who have deviated from the instructions of the scriptures are punished. Everyone gets the result of their own activities. Therefore, the Vishnudutta is asked, then why are you punishing Ajamil? He is completely sinless. And the Vishnudutta's pop, what the hell are you talking about? And they told the life history of Ajamil. He left his mother and father, left the service of the spiritual master, he left his wife, left his children, left his parents, took a prostitute in his house, was always eating unclean foods, drinking, eating meat, stealing, lying, cheating. You cannot find anyone who is more sinful than him. And you are saying that Ajamil is sinless? This is a new story to us. Therefore, the Vishnudutta smiled. My dear brothers, how amazing that you are talking about a religion, but you actually have no idea what is real religion at all. This Ajamil is now completely sinless. Ajamil, I am he Krita Nivesho Janmakoti Amharasamapi. Ajamil is completely sinless. Indeed, he has not only atoned for the sins he has committed in this life, he has atoned for the sins he has committed in millions and millions of previous life. Isn't Namno hi Yavatashakti Papo Nir Harani Hari Tavatkartam Nasaknoti Patakam Patakinara? The one chanting of the holy name is so powerful, it destroys more sin than it's possible to commit. Because Ajamil, in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. Therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. The Vishnudutta's continued. Because Ajamil, in all times, would call his son, O Narayan, come here. He would feed his son, eat this Narayan. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Narayan, come here. Narayan, do that. Don't be a bad boy, Narayan. Ajamil somehow constantly chanted the four syllables, Narayana. In this way, he has now been completely purified of all his sinful reactions. Therefore, Stenha, Surapo, Mitra, Drug, Brahmaha, Guru, Talpaga, Shidaja Pitra Gohanta Yecha Pata Kinopara Sarvesham Apyagatam Idamev Sunuskritam Namavya Haranam Vishnu Dyatastad Visayamati. The chanting of the holy name is the best method of atonement for a thief, a drunkard, one who betrays a friend or relative, one who kills a Brahmin, one who indulges in sex with the wife of the guru or another superior, one who murders a woman, the king, his father, or one who slaughters cows, and for all other types of sinful men. The holy name has such potency, the Supreme Lord thinks, because he has chanted my holy name, I should give him protection. Everything has an energy. Everything has a potency. Even poison has a potency. You cannot take poison out of poison. It's impossible. If you take poison without any knowledge at all, what will happen to you, Amba? If you take poison without knowledge that that is poison, what will happen to you? If you take poison by accident, what happens to you? Finished. If you take nectar out of ignorance, what will happen to you? Nectar. Okay. If you take nectar by accident, you still get the result of nectar. If you put your hand in a fire out of ignorance, you'll still get burnt. Everything has a potency. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. If you don't believe in poison, this will not kill me, you'll still die. If you don't believe in nectar, you'll still get the effect. You cannot separate a potency from an object. If such potencies are present in medicine, in poison, in nectar, in mantra, then what to speak of the potency of the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, you take the holy name with faith or with no faith at all, it doesn't matter. That effect will be there. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has said, Maduram, Maduram, Eta Mangala Mangalanam, Sakitamangamavali, Satphalam, Chitsurupam, Sikritati parijitam sadaya hilayaba bhigumani nanamata taranayat Krishna nama. Of all sweet things, Krishna name is the sweetest. Of all auspicious things, Krishna name is the most auspicious. It is the ripened fruit of the tree of the scriptures. If one takes the holy name once, with faith or with no faith at all, it will still carry him across the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, the Vishnu Dutas continued, my dear son, my dear brothers, by following the rules of the scriptures, by undergoing ceremonies, by undergoing atonement, sinful men never become as purified as they can by chanting the holy name once. Other processes do not awaken dormant love for the Lord. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name, form, quality of the pastime, not only removes sinful reaction, it also gives one the supreme benefit of life, pure love for God. Ritualistic ceremonies and atonement mentioned in the scriptures are insufficient to cleanse the heart completely. Because even after the process of atonement, one's mind runs again towards enjoyment. Therefore, one who wants liberation from the fruit of activities, the reactions of one activities, he must chant the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord. This is the most perfect process of atonement because such chanting completely eradicates the dirt from the heart completely. Therefore, Ajamil, by chanting the holy name by accident, he became liberated from birth and death. Therefore, one who chants the holy name, Sanketyam Parihasyam Ba Stobam Hilayam Evava, Vaikunta Nama Grahanam Asheshagam Haram Vidu. One who chants the holy name by a joke. Hare Krishna, Hare. Sanketya. Ajamil chanted Sanket Namabas. What's now? Aarti. Okay. Ajamil chanted Sanketya Namabas. He chanted the holy name indicating something else. Narayan, my son, but he chanted the holy name. Parihasyamba, one may chant the holy name by laughing or joking. Hey, Haribo! The bums on Venice, Haribo! They're chanting the holy name, but joking, laughing. Stobham. Stobham means neglectfully. Ah, Premperdip. Chant the holy name and by neglectfully. I'm sick of the Hare Krishnas. Neglectfully he chants the holy name or Hilaya. Hilaya means by music instrument. Right, in India sometimes I learn is a mudanga. Nitai go. Nitai go. Do that. Nitai. They have that. They learn mantras to chant drumming. Therefore they sometimes chant the holy name in music. If one chants the holy name in one of these four ways, he may achieve liberation from birth and death. This is accepted by all learned scriptures of all. One time there was a Muslim. He was killed by a pig in the forest. So for a Muslim to be killed by a pig is the most terrible thing. Therefore in Arabic he chanted, Haram, Haram. In Arabic, Haram means how terrible. I told this story in Germany and there was an Iraqi guy. He goes, yes, it's true. In Iraqi, Haram means how abominable. The Muslim, he chanted the holy name, Ram. Haram. He chanted the holy name by accident. He became liberated from birth and death. Therefore, we should not take up any other process. One should only take up the process of Harinam. Therefore, as fire burns dry grass to ashes, the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes completely the reactions of all one's sinful activities. Although one may neutralize the reactions of sinful life through other ways, austerity, charity, vows, the desire to perform sinful activities cannot be rooted except by devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Ajamil was not dead. Ajamil was still lying. He heard the conversation. Therefore, in Ajamil's heart, one thing arose. What was that called? Faith. By hearing the glories and by directly perceiving the glories of the holy name of Narayan, Ajamil developed a faith. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given 8 stages of devotion. What's the first one? Radhika, what's the first stage? Huh? Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhusang. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhusang Bhajana Kriya Nata Navishinista Satatata. Ashaktis Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. Ruchi, forgot that. 8 stages of devotion. The first one is not faith, because you cannot have faith unless you associate with a perfected soul. The Ajamil, lying on his bed at the time of death, he heard the glories of the holy name chanted by the pure servants of the Lord. Therefore, by directly experiencing the effects of chanting the holy name by accident, means he became liberated, he developed a faith. Therefore, at that time, Ajamil tried to get up to touch the feet of the messengers of the Lord, but he didn't have so much security. They disappeared. Ajamil stood up for bed and immediately went to the Himalayas. As he went, he was weeping. What did he say? Alas, Dinman Vijayitam Sadbir Ahome Paramam Kastam Adbut Abhijatmana Ye Biplavatim Brahma Visalam Jayadatmana. Alas, alas, I became a servant of my senses. How degraded I became. I fell from my position as a Brahmin and begot children in the womb of a prostitute. Alas, all condemnation on me. I acted so sinfully, I degraded my whole family. I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a prostitute. I became addicted to drinking wine and intoxicants. All condemnation on me. My mother and father were old and had no one to maintain them. They lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable lower class man, I was most ungrateful. Alas, a most sinful man like me should have definitely been thrown into hell. I have broken all religious principles. I must have been due to suffer great miseries. Was it a dream? Was it a reality? Fearsome men came to take me to hell, but I was saved by 4 most attractive persons. Therefore, nevertheless, in my past lives, I must have performed some good activity, because at the time of death, I could chant the holy name Narayan. Were it not for my past devotional activities, how could I, the most unclean maintainer of a prostitute, have ever got to the possibility to chant the holy name of Vaikunthapati Narayan at the time of death? Therefore, we sing Namo, what is it? Namo Brahmane Vaishnavi. What is that one? Mahaprasad Govinde Namo Brahmane Vaishnave Salpa Punim Padarajam Biswasa Padayate. Unless you have too many spiritual activities from your last life, you cannot put faith in the holy name. You cannot put faith in the devotees. You cannot put faith in Tulsi. You cannot put faith in Mahaprasad. You cannot put faith in anything, because you have no bank account, no qualification. Ajamil said, must have been last life I am doing some devotion. Otherwise, how I could chant the holy name at the time of death? Because I chanted the holy name and had the association of the pure devotees, my heart is now purified. I shall not again fall victim to sense gratification. Whatever you did before devotion, we should become like Ajamil. Whatever you did before is before. But now you've taken the shelter of Hari Guru Vaishnav, then like Jagai Madai, Aranahi Ba, I won't do again. Because of just a moment's association with the pure devotee, thanks Prem, Ajamil completely detached himself from his family. He stood up from bed, and from bed, taking one blanket, he went to the Himalayas. In the Himalayas, he got the chance to associate with more devotees, and by chanting the holy name, he became completely free. He developed love of Godhead. At the time of death, Ajamil chanted the holy name, and the same 4 messages came and took him back to the spiritual world. Ajamil Maharaj ki. Yeah.